Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your sacrifice, that we are your beloved, that you viewed us as worth dying for, but more than that, that we get to celebrate your resurrection today on Easter Sunday, Lord. We're so grateful for that, and we thank you for this time that we can share together. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, it is wonderful to be joined with you together through our live stream here this morning on Easter Sunday. This is the day that we get to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. It's amazing that Jesus not only paid the penalty for our sins, right? Good Friday, we celebrated that Jesus died on the cross in our place, that we deserve to be on the cross. We deserve to die for our sins. The Bible makes that very clear. Yet Jesus said, they're worth my life. I will give myself in their place. And Jesus chose to do that for you and me, and he paid the penalty on Good Friday on the cross. But on Easter, we celebrate not just him paying the penalty for our sins, but him rising from the dead, which means he was stronger than death, stronger than sin, and stronger than the grave. That he overcame death. He overcame sin for us. So that now the promise that he gave us of everlasting life, of eternal life, was validated by him rising from the dead. Because we knew that now he is stronger than death, and then sin. So now we get to celebrate today, being Easter Sunday, the overcoming life that we can live over sin and over death. Because yes, our bodies will die one day, but our spirits will live eternally with him. And that's what Easter is about, and it's awesome that we get to celebrate this together. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in today. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to share with you today, and I'm excited to dive in with what God has shared with me that I can now share with you. And as I say, Easter is exciting. It's so cool that Jesus paid that penalty, rose from the dead, so that we can experience not only a relationship with God, but an abundant and a full life that he's called us to here. I want to open up today with a scripture reading from the book of Romans. And I know that's not the traditional Easter Sunday reading. You can find at the end of each and every gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, there's a whole section in the ending chapters about the resurrection and the disciples going to the tomb and Jesus showing up to the disciples and Mary and different individuals and walking through that resurrection story. But this refers to the resurrection. I want to dive into it today because I always ask the question, what does this mean for me today? What does this mean for us today? Because yes, Jesus died, he rose again, but how does this apply to our lives? And when we answer that question, we can then live out the promises and live out the fulfillment of what God has for us. So we're going to dive into this today in Romans chapter 6, and it'll be on the screens. It's a little bit of a lengthy reading, but you can follow along. It'll be on your screen there, starting in chapter 6 at verse 5. And it says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, in its context here, I'm going to continue on in just a moment, but in its context, this is referring to baptism, actually, and it's talking about how baptism is symbolic of dying to your old way, just as Jesus died on the cross, dying to your flesh, the sinful nature, your old way. And then when you come up out of those baptismal waters, the resurrection with Jesus. Again, Jesus overcoming death and sin in the grave. And we get to celebrate that through baptism. And that's the context of this here. And it says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. I love this, how it talks about a redemptive act happening, right? That our sin required us to die. The penalty for sin is death, is what the Word of God says. And yet Jesus took that penalty upon himself and he died in our place because it was a debt we could never pay. We could never restore that relationship with God on our own. But Jesus had to pay it for us. And that's exactly what he did and what the Scripture is talking about. Now in verse 7, it says, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I love this comparison that it makes to Jesus' death on the cross and for us today. That this is powerful because it compares Jesus' death, and it says, yes, he went through the suffering. He died to life. He was dead and buried, and then he rose again. And we go through this kind of transformation as we receive salvation in our lives because it's putting off the old man. It's dying to our flesh, dying to our selfish way of living. And it's saying, I'm going to take on the new man of who Jesus had prepared for me to walk in. It's renewing our spirit. And it's a little funny because it doesn't look any different on the exterior, right? Our bodies still look the same. We still have the same minds. Our minds think the same. However, a transformation has happened within our spirit. Our spirit man has been made alive. It's been, that's why we call him born again when we receive Jesus into our lives and we begin walking in that relationship with him. Is we're born anew, we're born again, and we're revived just as Jesus was. We're resurrected into this new life that he has for us. And it's awesome because the picture of this, just as Jesus overcame sin and he overcame death and the grave, we're called to do the same thing in our lives. That we're called to overcome sin. We're not to be victimized by sin anymore. It's not to rule over us. It says here, have dominion over you. And now we're going to jump down to verse 14 of this chapter because it's just such a powerful section here. We're skipping over a few, but verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. And what an amazing comparison, because that's exactly what Jesus' act of dying on the cross was for us. We didn't deserve it. We couldn't earn it. We couldn't qualify to be good enough to walk with God. Yet Jesus said, because they'll never be able to do it on their own, I'll take their place. I'll do it. And he overcame death in the grave. He overcame sin to be an example for us of how we can live our lives full in God. And this is such a powerful thing that Easter represents for us, and I love it. Recently, I heard an illustration that it just resonated so well with me. I wish I came up with it, however, I'm going to share it with you. And I want you to imagine that you're a renter. You're an individual that needs to rent a house to live in, and you go and you view the house. It fits perfect. It's exactly what you think you need. And so you sign a lease agreement on it and you move in. And then after being there just a few days, all of a sudden you get a knock on the door from your landlord. And your landlord demands entry into the house. And apparently it was in the lease and you overlooked that part of it. So he gets his way into the house and then he starts critiquing and criticizing everything that you have in your house and adds on fees and adds on penalties and all of these things. And it just makes it miserable for you to live there and makes unannounced visits weekly and just shows up and has his way with you because you signed this lease agreement. And so you try to get out of the lease agreement. And you realize you can't. It's a binding agreement, and you can't afford to move out to somewhere else and sustain that too. So you feel stuck. You feel trapped in this situation. And then suddenly, somebody comes to you and says, hey, I will pay the fee to get you free of this lease agreement. I'll take it so that's taken care of, and I even have a spot for you to live, and it's free of charge. I've got a place for you. It's nicer, more space, better than what you're in now. And it's all good for you. And it's all taken care of. And so you're in such a desperate situation. You say, yeah, there's nothing I would want more than this. I'm just going to go for it. And that is a picture of what Jesus did for us. And then we begin that relationship with Jesus. We're living in the house. But then imagine this, that this landlord, your previous landlord, the one that owned the old rental space you were in, comes and knocks on your door of your new rental space. And he demands entry into there because he wants to find more flaws and charge you more fees and continue to harass you. Yet that debt has been settled. That landlord has no jurisdiction, no right to be there. And I feel like this is a picture of how sin is in our lives, right? That selfish desire, that old man, that old nature, as the Bible calls it, the flesh in our life. That it comes knocking on our door, even though we've been redeemed, we've been delivered because of the work that Jesus did on the cross on Good Friday. The debt has been paid and settled. And when we begin that relationship with God, we move into that new space. And yet that old nature, that old man comes knocking on our door like that landlord and says, you owe me this. I want this now. I want that. And many of us, even as Christians, as believers, can succumb to this, can give in to temptation, can give in to this landlord, even though they don't have that right anymore over us. We choose to go into it. And the Bible talks about this because this is really what Easter is about, is we're no longer slaves to that landlord, slaves to the sin nature that kept us captive for so long. We've been redeemed. We've been bought back. We've been in purchase. Our debt has been paid. And we don't have to give in to that anymore. And yet, we sometimes do. And 2 Corinthians 5 talks about this, starting in verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God. And this is verse 18. It says, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And I love this because it talks about not only did he pay the penalty for our sins, but he wants to spend time with us. He wants to hang out with us. He wants to dwell with us. Not to harass us, not to give us burdens, but rather to help us live the free and full life that he's destined us to have. And that's what we celebrate on Easter, is that full life that Jesus purchased for us. And then in that same chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 19 now, it says, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses onto them. It's a fancy way of saying not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. God has redeemed us. He's bought us back. But the coolest part of this is it doesn't end with us. It says he's made us ambassadors on his behalf. He's made us ambassadors of reconciliation, that we can go to the hurting world around us. We can go to those in need around us and say, there's a better way. Those people that are in those bad agreements with the world, with sin, with their selfish desires, there's a better way. And maybe you're watching me today and you're saying, that sounds great. I want to be redeemed. I find myself falling into this all the time. And I want to begin a relationship with Jesus. I need a fresh start. If that's you, there's an awesome way that you can do this. And it's so simple because Jesus did the heavy lifting when he went to the cross for us. And it's so simple. It says in Romans 10 that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So right now, I encourage you, if that's you, call out to God. Tell him you need his help. You need a savior to rescue you from your sins, from the bad deals you've made in life with your selfish desires. And then let that old man die and be made new in Christ, because he promises he'll make you new as you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And there's another segment of individuals watching, I believe, today, and you have received Jesus into your life. You're walking with God, and yet you find that old man, that old nature, the sinful parts of you come knocking on your door like that old landlord and saying, hey, you owe me. I want you to do this. This will feel better for you if you do that. And you've given in, and you've made mistakes, and you feel like so discouraged and separated from God because you've made a mess, even though you knew he had a better way for you. There's an encouraging verse in 1 John 1:9. It says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just and willing to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. because God desires a relationship with you. He wants to walk so closely with you. He doesn't want sin to get in the way and hold you back from the great and amazing things he has for you, because he has great and amazing things for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to walk with you. And in that, it involves some sacrifice at times. It involves being like Christ, of sacrificial at times. Yet it's always for our benefit and always for our good. It may not feel like it or look like it in the moment, but living God's way is always better than any way we could live on our own. And I encourage you, and I've been encouraged by this word from the Lord too, that we need to repent of making deals with the old landlord again, of allowing him back into our lives. We need to repent of that. We need to say, God, I want to live your way. Help me to do it. And the cool thing is, he's already made it possible for us to overcome sin, overcome death, and overcome the grave because of his resurrection that we celebrate on Easter. I want to just take a moment and pray for you. And as I do, I just want you, wherever you're at in your home, just to bow your head, close your eyes, and just ask, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, what are you speaking to me through this word today? Lord Jesus, I thank you for each and every person listening to this word today, Lord. We thank you for your truth that has come forth here, that your resurrection happened, indicating you overcame death in the grave and sin for us, that we don't no longer need to be a slave to it, but we have been redeemed and set free. So right now, if anybody is watching and they find themselves falling into a habitual kind of sin or even a occasional kind of sin, whatever it is, Lord, that you would free them from that desire, that you would free them, that they would be able to walk in the fullness of what you have for them. Not be entrapped by taking offense to what other people say or the hurts that have been done to them, or whatever they fall victim to, Lord Jesus, that they will no longer be slave to it because you came so that we could be freed from those things, Lord. And I thank you for each and every one of them. I ask that you give them a wonderful Easter as they celebrate your resurrection today, Lord. Make your resurrection even more real in their lives as they walk in this with you, Lord, as they apply the truths of your word to their lives. And I thank you for it. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you're watching today and you made a commitment to Christ for the first time, we want to hear about it. You can reach out to us at our email address, which is reachout@reachoutchurch.com. We would love to hear from you and give you some resources and encouragement to help you along your journey as you walk with God. And even if you've recommitted your life, you want some help, you want to talk to somebody about any of this, we would love to be there for you. You can reach out to us through that email address. We would love to hear from you.